1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Going to talk about the election here in just a second, but a reminder that we have raised close to $20,000 with the sale of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 album. We have it available in CD and in vinyl, in album record album form. We have picture discs in vinyl or regular CDs, whatever you'd like. Call 877-616-7445. $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling, and you can pay by way of Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. Almost $20,000, $19,179 we've made so far for My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Happy to do it. Thank you for your generosity. And we are looking at, as closely as anybody else is here, at this recount in Florida. There's a Florida Supreme Court ruling that says the hand count can continue in Palm Beach County, but I don't know what that means about anything else. I'm bringing on the air right now Colleen Kristen Brewster. She is the owner of On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency, a travel business in Laguna Beach. And Colleen, you were named Businesswoman of the Year last year, and I know again this year. We really wanted to get you on the phone and talk to you about how the election is affecting business owners across the country.
Well, Phil, first of all, thank you very much. Thank you. I did win Businesswoman of the Year last year, and that was in our local travel agency magazine here. So I'm really, really proud of that.
What, how old are you, Colleen?
So I'm 28 years old.
And what exactly, how has this election affected you? You're the owner of your own travel. By the way, where are you right now?
So we're over at Chad's Seafood in Laguna Beach, which is really one of the best seafood places to eat here in Southern California. And we're just sort of relaxing here at the end of the day. I've got a Chardonnay. And really just having some great fun.
What's the name of the travel magazine?
Well, our new travel magazine's called Locations. And
those are the guys that gave you the award?
Yes.
Okay. How is this election affecting business as you see it right now?
Well, Phil, it's really a good question. I've been in business since 1988, and I have been lucky because not only am I a successful businesswoman, and I am fairly attractive. I have a good figure. I keep myself in shape. I'm really, really good looking. And I also use only the very best Origins cosmetics.
What is an Origin cosmetic?
Well, that's a cosmetic line that is really environmentally conscious, and we're really happy to use it.
Okay.
So I also work out. I joined Weight Watchers when I was 18. I'm a lifetime member. I'm 5'6", 110 pounds, and my business, On The Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, grossed $4 million last year. So,
wow, that is, congratulations on that.
Thank you, Phil. We're really, really happy about that. You know, that sounds like a lot of zeros, but I can tell you it took a lot of work, too, to do that.
All right, but as a businesswoman, what do you think is this election...
Phil, I wanted to mention something about Origins Cosmetics. It's all natural ingredients, no animal testing.
Okay. So you believe in using organic products?
I really do, and I really believe in, just really respecting our environment.
Okay, so you've made $4 million last year. What is it that you see is the important lesson to be learned in this election?
Want to toot my own horn, but I am kind of a superwoman. I do it all. I feel really bad for Catherine Harris.
Catherine Harris, the Secretary of State of the state of Florida.
Yes.
Why?
I feel bad for Catherine Harris because I know she's a successful career woman, and yet she really, really looks tore up for having, the money that she has. Because
well, you say tore up. Are you saying she looks tired or...
Well, she's really not attractive. She really wears a lot of makeup. I understand she's made a lot of money in Florida real estate. I don't know. It really got me to thinking, Phil, about things that we could do for businesswomen.
Okay. You're saying that Catherine Harris, who's the Secretary of State of the state of Florida, is a successful businesswoman.
Yes, absolutely.
But she looks tore up.
Yeah, she looks really, rode hard and put up wet a little bit. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Okay, you're saying she's ugly?
You know, that's a really, really strong word. I don't want to really, you know.
Are you good looking? You're saying.
Well, Phil, I'm really cute. I'm fortunate that I was blessed with being cute. And Catherine Harris, she just looks really tore up. You know, really bone ugly. I just...
What is wrong with a woman... You know, what I see when I look at Catherine Harris is I look at a woman who's been working really hard.
You know what she doesn't have? She doesn't have friends and a really, really good mirror that, you know, tells her what's happened to her.
Okay, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us.
You know, I'm not really saying this well, Phil.
No, I don't think you are saying it well. You're saying that she's frightening.
There's an old term the boys used to use in college. It was called bush pig, and I'm not saying that's what she is. That's what frat guys might call her. I'm saying she needs some serious help.
She's not good looking.
Right.
What has that got to do with business?
Okay, that's a good question. Take me. I'm 28. I'm really, really good looking. I've got good taste in clothes. I do have my own business. Let's take Kathleen Harris. She has her own business. She made money. She's really, really scary looking. She really needs help with her cosmetics. You know.
So in other words, you got a leg up.
I don't know if I have a leg up, but I do think that I'm...
You are a little bit better off.
I am. What we thought of, Phil, is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster presents our Kathleen Harris Makeover Weekend in memory of a woman who could have been good-looking, but she did. But she's not. But she could have been. And
all right, you have a Kathleen... You've got a makeover... This is what I wanted to get to, because Mike was mentioning you have some kind of a makeover weekend that you've named after Kathleen Harris...
Yes, we have, because she's really tore up, and she's...
Okay, I got a little bit of a problem with that tore up phrase, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, Phil, that's just a colloquial term that I'm using.
All right, let's avoid calling people ugly.
Well, Phil, she could have had it all like me, but she let herself go. Phil, her name is Catherine. It's not Kathleen, just so you know, because you called her Kathleen Harris.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm Colleen.
And you're really good looking.
I'm cute. I'm cute and I'm successful. She's successful.
But she's tore up?
Well, she's hanky, she's tore up, she's bush-like.
Okay, can we find out, hold on for just a second. Do we have that brochure?
I faxed it over, Phil.
All right, we have a brochure here, On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a makeover weekend in memory of a woman who could have been looking but lost it, Catherine Harris. Are you a Democrat?
No, I love George Bush. I voted for him.
Okay, because I just... All right, so on your brochure here, it has an excursion for women who would like to be really good-looking and successful, like Colleen Kristen Brewster. Tell me about this.
Okay, Phil, it's really exciting. Your plane flies you to an exclusive spa in the beautiful desert surroundings of western Oklahoma. You go to the Formage Spa at the Formage Hotel in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You'll be pampered with a steam bath, wine and cheese, a manicure, haircut. You also get a complimentary tube of mascara. Each room, Phil, has a tub, a shower, individually wrapped soap, seat covers for the commode. Two of the rooms have bidets, and there are coupons for the Fromage restaurant, which features grilled chicken breast, omelets, brown sirloin, and a variety of sandwiches. And it all comes with our signature service, Phil. All of that for only $3,200. That's 3 days and two nights. You can be really cute. You can be really successful. You can be the woman that you always wanted to be. And that's all from On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
All right. And that is available now?
That is available now, Phil. We'll give the number later on.
Okay. Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us here. And she is, I guess she's... unveiled your package here, right?
Well, it is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, Catherine Harris Makeover.
All right. I just want to say one thing, and then we can take some calls. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 for, I guess, for women who...
Well, really, I'd like to speak with women who may be successful at business, but, you know, they're not really cute, they don't really have a good figure... And they wish that, you know, I see a lot of women who look at me and I can see in their eyes, I wish I was her. and maybe I can give them some help.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The only thing I'd like to do here, Colleen,
yeah,
is avoid terms like bush pig or hanky or she's all tore up. And you've been referring to the...
Well, you know, I'm really sorry, Phil.
But you've been referring to the Secretary of State of the state of Florida as tore up.
She just looks really road hard and put up wet. Is that...
Okay, road hard and put up wet. All of those terms...
All right, I will try, Phil, because I really respect her. And I don't want anyone to think that I don't. By the way, Phil, we're going to throw in a tube of makeup to cover those wrinkles that we've called election coverage wrinkles in honor, Phil, of Judy Woodruff of CNN, who used to be really good looking, too.
All right, let's not single out any individual women.
No, but Judy Woodruff really, really used to be cute.
But she's got election coverage wrinkles. I got that. Hold on, okay?
Sure, Phil. Also...
I tell her that she's off the air right now. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. That is Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency in Laguna Beach, offering the Catherine Harris makeover. They will fly you this Colleen Kristen Brewster makeover includes a stay at a beautiful desert surroundings of western Oklahoma in the Formage Spa. You'll be pampered with a steam bath, wine and cheese, manicure, haircut, complimentary tube of mascara. You'll also get a complimentary tube of makeup in honor of those election coverage wrinkles that Judy Woodruff has. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And with me is Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's the owner of the On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster Travel Agency. And right now you're at Chad Seafood in Laguna Beach.
We are at Chad Seafood in Laguna Beach, Phil. It's really a lot of fun, and there's really, really good white wine that we drink and everything.
All right, we're talking here about how you should be, not only if you're to be a successful businesswoman, you need to not only have good business sense, but you also need to be, are you saying really cute?
Well, I don't know if the word is really, really cute, but I am cute, and I think you do need to be cute. I think you do need to be attractive, and I think you really shouldn't be jealous of other women who are.
And Catherine Harris, who is the Secretary of State of the state of Florida, you're saying... You said she looked tore up.
Well, you didn't want me to use that term.
All right. All right. She's not attractive.
No, she's really not. She's really, really, she's really, really unattractive. I mean, it's the best way I can...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. So you have a special makeover weekend that you're going to send women off. The only thing about that I like, you call it the Catherine Harris makeover in memory of a woman who could have been good-looking but lost it.
Well, Phil, it's really obvious to me that she doesn't really want to be good-looking, and that's her choice. But I think she can have a lot more. I think she's got good raw material. I think she could be better than she is. Not maybe as good-looking as some people, but better.
All right, here is Venice, Florida on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment is, Catherine Harris is a 41-year-old woman. She's a very striking woman. I know her personally. I've had dinner with her. She...
Well, I mean, we're talking about how men view you, you know.
Let me just tell you how men view her. There are a lot of men who find her very sexy and very attractive.
Well, she looks really bad. She does not photograph well. I don't think she's very telegenic.
Well, cute is not always attractive to men either. I'm a very beautiful woman.
Well, you
men
know,
are
I'm
attracted
in business.
To me, and I'm very
business.
Successful.
I have a business.
I have two businesses.
Okay, mine did $4 million last year. How about yours?
Mine did too.
Okay, so there
you go. But you're pretty young, and I think inexperienced, and I really don't.
Well, you had dinner with her. I don't know what that means. I'm talking about. You know, a woman who could be a lot better looking than she is, but she does look tore up. Does she look tore up to you at all?
No, she doesn't. She looks very successful to me. I think her figure is good.
You're the one using this tore up phrase. I don't like the tore up phrase, okay?
I think her figure is good. Uh-huh. I think her tailored look. She has a tailored look. She's not cute, but she's also not 22 years old.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean her figure's good? Is she large in the chest? Is she...
No, I think she's not overweight. I think she's attractive, and I think she wears her clothes well. She
well, you know, a lot
like
of these opinions
woman.
Are really not worth much because they come from women.
Well, what are you saying? So, in other words, it's not credible.
So your opinion
it's
is
not
better
credible
than my opinion?
Unless it's a man's opinion.
I'm saying that you have to be striking for a man, yeah.
All right, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Myerstown, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
I just think it's really in poor taste that this woman would pick out a woman and you know, down her in this way. I think it's the whole thing is in very poor taste. And the other thing is,
well,
is that she's
know,
so
really
arrogant about her own beauty.
Well, no, I just said I'm really, really cute, and that helps me in my business. Are you cute?
Oh, I think I am.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, you know, but I also have my own business.
The thing about it is...
You know, so I'm cute, and I also have a business.
But to put somebody down to make your own business, like to make it your business to put somebody...
You know, I really don't mean to put her down. I'm just saying that she could have been really cute, and she decided not to be, you know? And that's really a choice.
Well, it is, but you're basing everything on a woman's beauty, whether... And look at
well,
all these successful businesswomen that got way ahead in their lives, and they don't necessarily have to be beautiful.
You have to have beauty and business sense. That's what I think I have. Okay, I'm cute. We have a really fun business. I have boyfriends, you know, different ones.
Does that make you a successful person because you have different boyfriends?
Well, I've got a boyfriend in Mexico right now who works at the Four Seasons. He's really a hunk.
But so what? Do you have a husband that you have somebody to cherish and love you for the rest of your life when you're 48 and
well,
not necessarily beautiful anymore?
Well, right now I'm busy just building my business up. I'm having a glass of wine. I drink white wine. And
so
I...
what happens when you're 50 and the white wine doesn't do it anymore? Then what?
When I'm 50, I'm really going to be cute. I really think of Jane Fonda as a role model.
No wonder.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
I rest my case. No wonder.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Now, if Jane Fonda is your role model, I know exactly
what you're
saying.
Oh, well, what's
what
wrong with her? She's really beautiful, and she's 60. Hello?
Yeah, but you know what? When it comes to personality, forget it.
Have you ever seen her movies? Did you see Barbarella?
Yeah. You know what? I just
she was
my case.
Really cute.
I just think
movie.
You're very rude in picking out these women
no,
and saying
think,
how
well,
ugly they are.
If I could jump in, you're saying you're calling this your Catherine Harris makeover.
What? Why do you want to look like her? I don't understand.
Why does who want to look like her?
You.
I don't necessarily want to look like her.
See,
I'm just
so you
saying
think
you're
she's
rude
ugly too.
In what
so
you're
you
saying.
Think she's ugly too.
You're just rude in what you're saying.
I'm saying that she needs help. I'm saying that she could use time under a sun lamp. She could use a facial.
So in under a sun lamp so that she gets more wrinkles as she gets older.
You know, husbands are for ugly women who can't get hot Latin hunks to mess around with. I mean, that's really my feeling.
Why do you... Oh, man.
You know
so you don't have any morals
Boy.
Either.
No, I just
Man.
Thing.
Oh, never
I mean,
mind. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
I'm
hang
listening.
Up.
I'm listening to this, and I'm. It's hard for me. I just had a sandwich, and I'm. I can't
and
keep it down.
To throw up
you
your
know
sandwich.
Some,
how
oh,
that?
Oh, you know something? You're both jealous. Mr. Henry's jealous because he can't
you know,
have a cute woman like me. You're jealous because you're not cute like me.
You know what? That is such a crock of crap. Because you know what? I have a husband and three beautiful children. You are still out there floating somewhere because you think you're beautiful, and nobody wants you because
you know
of
what?
That.
You know what? You're really jealous. I can hear it coming through.
That's good. I'm jealous. Oh, my goodness. I have
wouldn't you
everything.
Like to have a, wouldn't you like to have a business doing $4 million a year?
You know what? No, because that doesn't bring you joy anyways, and it's nothing that lasts.
You know what? I always hear people say that money doesn't buy you happiness, and they're always poor. They're always
but
poor.
But I'm not poor. By,
and
not,
you know what?
By a long shot,
and
I'm
you know
not
what?
Poor.
And you know what? People who have money, they know it can bring you some happiness.
Some, maybe.
So,
but,
see,
but it doesn't last.
See? See?
It is.
See?
Okay.
Are you
Colleen?
Free?
No. Do you see?
Okay.
You see
Bye.
What I'm saying?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. And we'll be right back with Colleen Kristen Brewster from On the Go with Colleen, etc. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Monday through Friday at this time, we rewrite the rules of radio on this program. On the line with me is Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, a travel agency in Laguna Beach, California. She's at Chad's Seafood in Laguna Beach. And this, of course, is our feature. We're talking about business and how the election has affected business. Colleen is a businesswoman. You're 28 years of age, Colleen. You've said to us that you're really cute, and you think Catherine Harris is not a very attractive woman, and that's what's holding her back?
Well, Phil, I really think that's what's holding her back. I think she really could be good-looking, but I think because she's been a Republican most of her life, that automatically means if you're a woman and you're a Republican, you have to do what men tell you to do more than if you're a Democrat. And so that really has made her uglier earlier. But our new makeover, and I'm really excited about it, Phil, our Catherine Harris makeover means that you can have a steam bath and you can have wine and cheese at the Fromage Hotel in Oklahoma. And I think it's really a great start to bringing your face back.
And when you say bringing your face back, is this for older women?
It's for any woman who really needs to bring her face back and bring her figure back, too. I'm really fortunate. I've been on Weight Watchers since I was 18. I've got a really great figure.
All right, Colleen. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. We'll go back to another phone call. Greenville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. I just have a comment about Colleen.
Hi.
To you, Colleen. Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. I am in Greenville, and I can't even get the station very well, but I was compelled to call. I found your choice of words kind of offensive as far as using cute. If you do explore that word a little bit, it really is not necessarily a flattering term for someone.
Well, but I know what you're saying.
Cute.
A lot of men have told me that I'm cute.
Well, that's very well, and
like
other callers have pointed out, you're 28, and there are other things in life.
Well,
and
I mean,
what's
wrong with me? Well, I do have a great business. I have a successful business.
Right, and you've pointed that out several times, and I'm glad to hear that. I just think if
are
you're
you jealous? Are you jealous?
Oh, no. I have had many men tell me that I am attractive, and I'm
you know,
a successful
really
businesswoman as myself.
One of the things, if I could jump in here, ladies, one of the things that you keep singling out Catherine Harris and saying that she's not that good looking.
Phil, have you seen her on TV? Here's a woman who could have really been cute.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm kind of with you. Maybe what you said, it's the whole picture. I think what I was telling the person who
why are guys always looking at my rear end? If I'm not
well,
cute.
Congratulations.
Well,
I'm not going to do that, whether it's you know that particularly attractive or not. They're going
to
look.
If men are not attracted to me, why do they always look at my ass?
Well,
and they always
I'm
say
very
it's
glad
tight.
For you. But my whole thing is this: first of all, in your brochure, you cannot have a makeover in memory of someone who's still living. So you may want to correct that.
Well, you know something, I thought about
her,
that. But it's in memory
well,
of
right,
it's,
if you're
in
such
memory.
A successful businesswoman,
well, wait
know
a second.
Anything.
I want to explain myself. It's in memory of how good looking she could have been.
Well,
okay,
that's still incorrect because
so
she's
it's
not
in memory
lived,
of
not
you're
dead.
Calling you're
okay.
calling it the Catherine Harris Memorial Makeover.
Well, right.
She's
that's not dead. You can't do that. So that's
her,
incorrect.
But
cute
her looks
is not
are.
Necessarily a compliment.
Yeah, but her face is. And
well,
that's what
very
I'm
good.
Trying.
I think she's obviously much more successful than most women. And
well,
she wouldn't be her.
Are you cute?
Yes. And also, my curiousness about this is that you talk about being 28. Well, that's great. And other callers have stated, you know, Catherine is 41,
uh-huh.
and other women, and like you mentioned, another anchor person on television.
Judy Woodruff.
Judy Woodruff.
Right.
She is attractive, but
yeah,
of course
but
she's older,
really
and this is what happens to aging. And women in America...
Her face is really, under those hot lights, her face has really gone south.
Well, if you think about it, men who get older become distinguished. Women who... Get
well,
over,
that's true.
Unfortunately, don't seem to be very attractive anymore. That's
you know, I'll speaking as a man, let me just jump in here. I always dated older women when I was younger, when I was in my 20s. And my wife, I won't say how old she is, but my wife is, you know, she's not older than me, but she's...
yeah, let's see you get out of this, Phil.
I'm not trying to get out of anything. I'm saying that my wife is gorgeous, and she's not 28, okay?
Does she get ass slapped? Do men comment on her rear end?
Well, you know,
see,
to
these
me,
are
that's
things,
degrading to you.
These
you're
are
allowing
things.
That men to do that to you. And, in fact, in a corporation, they
look,
would be fired for sexual
all
harassment.
I'm saying
that's
is,
unacceptable behavior on their part, and you shouldn't tolerate it either as a woman.
Don't you want to bring your face back? I'm asking women if they want to bring their face
don't
back.
Don't we all, but I'm not sure I'd want to go to Oklahoma. And as a travel agent, I'm surprised you couldn't come up with a better destination than that.
Hello.
Yes.
Western Oklahoma is going to be a hot spot.
Well, I hope you're right, but I don't think it is just yet. That
well,
gonna...
the fromage spas is one of the hot spas.
Well, I
the
suggest that if you're,
spa.
You're promoting
right.
your business, ma'am,
Oklahoma.
You should be promoting the total package, not
mm-hmm.
just the looks, but the professionalism.
Right.
The...
Well, I'm really cute.
Well,
okay, we got
you.
That.
And that in 50 cents is probably going to get you a cup of
okay.
coffee.
I love the feel of a stranger's hand. Very roughly slapping my rear end. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't think that you're in the majority of the
yeah.
women, though.
All right, thank you for calling, ma'am. Here is Costa Mesa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to say, I also felt compelled to call, and I have, I'll be 45
you know
this
something?
Month,
there's
and
so
I have
much
never
jealousy.
Called into a talk
jealousy.
Radio show before,
jealousy.
But felt compelled. Excuse me, if you're a professional, you need to learn manners. The manners are you listen to someone, and then you respond.
You're really jealous.
Okay, I wanted to, oh, jealous, what a joke. Okay, I want you to
you're
know
really
that
jealous.
The way you are perceived on the radio for probably the majority of the population listening to you is immature, shallow, not very unintelligent for someone who says she makes $4 million. I guess you're lucky that you've got a good business.
And why do men like my rear end? Why do they slap my ass?
Who the heck cares why someone likes your rear end? How shallow. How utterly shallow.
You know something, I can hear in your voice that you're probably in your 40s. I can hear your 40-ish voice.
I am so...
And
speaking of voice, you should go somewhere to get a new voice.
You know something, I'm really successful in my business.
Who the heck cares? What have you done in your community?
Don't
what
you
have
want
you
to,
done
are you...
for people who need help other than...
You know,
making
you
their
that,
face beautiful.
You, know,
you are so shallow,
you know, you
Colleen.
Say you're 45, and I'm just asking you... Don't you want to bring your face back?
Actually, I am thinking of doing some things to improve
there.
My face.
See?
But who the heck cares
See?
What you think about it? But that is besides the point. That is something very private. That is something that
private?
Yes, I'm going to consider. However, your perception of the world and of how women perceive themselves
oh, you
is
call
very
that really,
shallow.
Really, you call that really, really private. But if you go and you get the cheeks of your ass lifted... or you have your breasts done, you're sticking that out for all the world to see. So I don't buy that private thing.
But
you
your
know,
perception,
you want
I am
men
talking about
that.
You. Excuse me, I am just talking about you and how you think women should perceive themselves.
But what
for
I'm
many
saying
women,
is...
it's more important how they, the self-confidence they have in themselves and how they are as a person in this world and this community.
But
it is not how men look at their ass or whether or not it's going to get slapped
no,
once
I know
a day
that.
Or 10 a day.
But I just think it's really cute that guys want to slap my ass. I could probably do a lot
for you.
Do you
realize how many times you said cute in the last 20 minutes?
I can get
can
a
you
hot
increase your vocabulary?
Listen to me. I could probably do a lot for you if you go on my tour to Oklahoma because I could make you over and raise the level of your success. If you're cute...
I
well,
would
then you're
never
but
use
if you're not
your
cute,
services based on your shallow perception of life and women.
What is shallow about saying, be successful, be cute, have a good attitude, and yes, sleep with a man who's cute? What's
My
wrong with that?
My husband is
wow.
very cute.
Can I just jump in and say, all you said was, be successful, be cute, and sleep with a cute guy. Cute ranks twice in that sentence, and successful was only once, okay?
What?
Don't you hear
shallow,
what I'm,
right?
Don't you hear what I'm saying? In other words, the word cute was used twice. The word successful was... Why is that music coming up?
I'm on the go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so she doesn't want to answer the question, so we bail out with the lockout music.
I got
Hello?
Her. Great.
Hello? She's not there anymore.
I'm here. Costa Mesa's
Costa
here.
Mesa? Well, she bailed out. Because I said she used the word cute twice, successful
right.
once.
Do you think she's shallow?
Yeah, I think she's... I think you know what she is? I think she's money hungry. I think she's like a lot of people that are into money.
I
they
mean,
just go out, they make their money, they sit, they drink their white stinking wine, which I can't stand, by the way. They eat in a nice trendy restaurant. Right. Whatever, you know? I mean, I drink red wine, thank you very much.
I mean... I do too. However, you know, she might do very well.
You know something? I'm really.
Oh, here she is.
You know something? You're both really jealous.
Colleen,
far
I want to
from
say.
It, honey.
There she goes.
Far
she,
from
love
she
it
hung up.
So far.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call this
Thank
evening.
You
we appreciate
for
it.
Having me.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really jealous that she gets her ass slapped by men and I don't. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. We have four kids in the house, and two of them are teenagers. And I mean, like, you know, very young teenagers, on the young end of being teenagers. But my philosophy is this. Teenage boys are teenage boys. I mean, there's nothing you can't change the way they are. So I've always said to them, you guys can say any dirty joke that you heard around me. You can use any language you want around me. And I generally am pretty free with my language around those two guys. But I said, my rule with you guys is this. You never use it around your mother, and you never use it around your sister. And you never use it in mixed company. Because I figure, isn't that a good way? What do you think, Mike? Craig? Is that the best thing? You know, in other words, guys are going to, young teenage boys especially, they're going to use all kinds of four-letter words. I mean, the first time I let loose with one, I had to have been, I think I was 12. You know, your buddies use it. You pick it up. You start using it. You're not going to stop them from using it. And you're sure as hell not going to stop them from having a Playboy or a penthouse someplace laying around in their bedroom. They're going to have that stuff. So what you do is you lay the rule out. You say, okay, this is the way you guys are. That's fine. But now you give them a sense of propriety and you give them some limits in life. And you say, however, you may not have that stuff around your mother or your sister. You can't use that language around your mother or your sister. And if you're one of these people saying, well, that's kind of reverse sexism. Shouldn't women be allowed to hear the words? No, not in our house. They're not. No, I gotta draw a line someplace, okay? And if it means that I've got to elevate women or somehow separate them from men and make them fairer or more sensitive or whatever other offensive thing that I have to do in order to teach these guys a certain level of social skill, then that's what I'm gonna teach them. There's places where you don't use language like that. I told them, can't use it in school because a teacher's going to hear it. You can't use it in school because maybe your female classmates will hear it. And beyond that, it's not appropriate in the classroom because you're there for something else. You're there to learn. So bug off. So the other night, the reason why I say this is the other night, the oldest boy told me one hell of a joke. I wish I could repeat it to you guys on the air, but unfortunately it's vulgar and foul and has four-letter words in it. Anyway, did you think that joke about the parrot falling off the perch was funny? It's fantastic. Good one, Nick. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. But see, I got into this discussion with his teacher when he was in grade school. I said, look, you're not going to keep him from knowing these words because he was caught passing a note. There's words that boys know. I said, well, what you can't keep them from doing is you can't pass these notes in class. You can't have them around your female classmates or your teachers. It's inappropriate, and it takes time away from what you're there for, which is to learn. But you're never going to keep a teenage boy. You can't say, well, this is a word he shouldn't know. Are you kidding? What do you mean a word he shouldn't know? If I got a 15-year-old son and he doesn't know some of these words, I'm taking him into a psychiatrist. I am taking him directly to a head shrinker. I'm going to figure out what's wrong with this guy. You got a 15-year-old son who doesn't know or use any of those words. I think there's, wouldn't you? I would be very worried. I'm dead. I'm reminded of the character in Last Picture Show. I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but there was a preacher in that movie. The Last Picture Show is a great movie. Peter Bogdanovich made this film in 71 about life in a small Texas town. And there was a preacher and he had a son and the son was always fire and brimstone right along with his dad, you know. And the son was, you know, right with his father. He's, you know, reading out of the Bible. And the son was like a chip off the old block until they found the son in a parked car off near the lake with this like underage girl. And he was doing nasty things. And in other words, there was something sort of repressed about the guy. And there was something wrong about the guy being that heavy into the Bible thumping at that age. Get a 14, 15-year-old kid who's like a real Bible thumper and is really, I'm not saying it's wrong for an adult who has learned, lived, studied, experienced, gone through the ups and the downs, the hills and the valleys, the travails, the chips and the dales of life, and has decided, well, this is for me. You know, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to thump it. I'm going to put on a white suit, and I'm going to stand in front of a TV camera. That's cool. But a guy that's like 14, that was Jim Jones. Jim Jones was 14, and he was Bible thumping on a street corner in his hometown back in wherever the hell it was, Busted Whistle. He was thumping a Bible. He's 14, 13, 12 years old. He was like 9 or 10, wasn't he? Well, look what happened to that nutcase. Freaking guy's a nut. And he goes down to Guyana. He's mainlining methadrine. He's like, you know, popping it into a vein in his forehead. He's goofy. 900 people go south on that freaky Kool-Aid that he whipped up one night in his spare time. That guy's a Bible-thumping 9-year-old. Something wrong with that. I'm just telling you, I think there's something suspect about it. I'm uncomfortable with it. I just, you know, like you could have a kid who's digging the Bible and reads it and is kind of into it, and but he's still like a kid, okay? In other words, he may be throwing rocks through a window, and he's using four-letter words, and he's beating up his sister, and he's normal. Cal Berkeley did a study. This was a study of social scientists at Cal Berkeley. Now, you can take from this what you want, but in this study, they found in their research that young people who were prone to experiment with drugs. Now, you have to take this information and you have to sift it through your own intelligence. If you don't have any, well, you're on your own, Charlie. But they found that young people who were prone to experiment with drugs turned out to be psychologically healthier. Healthier than kids who, you're right, Craig, you and I were healthy growing up. That's very good. Anyway, it turned out to be healthier than kids who were not for me kind of kids. They turned out to be psychological. They were more open. They were certainly they questioned. They were also had a more of an experimental nature that seemed to help them later in life. They turned out to be more compassionate because they could understand the experience of other people. They were a little bit more well rounded. Now, this is all information, but you try to throw that out in the culture at large today. Well, I just did, I guess. So why did I say all this crap? Oh, I know why I said it, because they were talking to me about Tab versus Diet Coke, and I said, the kids think I'm full of crap. And they said, what? I said, well, I'll tell you why. Because I read a book 12 years ago that says that Tab and Diet Coke are the same bloody drink, Melissa. The same drink, and I don't care if you've been drinking Tab for years, thinking that it was specially made for you, Tab and Diet Coke are the exact same drink. They have been packaged differently to market it to two different consumer groups. Tab is marketed directly to women. Diet Coke is marketed directly to men. And Melissa's saying what now? I'm getting the word. Melissa says that I'm making this up. And I will tell you that it is a book that I read. The name of it escapes me right now, but I will, I'll try to remember. Sure, Hendry. I'm telling you, let me ask you something. Common sense would tell you that, wouldn't it? Diet Coke and Tab. I mean, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring in a Diet Coke and a Tab on Monday. I'll bring one in. I'll do a taste. No, I'll bring it in for Melissa. We'll do the blindfold taste test, and we'll find out which is the Tab and which is the Diet Coke. We'll put your butt on the air, and we'll find out once. Are you ready for that? You up for it? Should I bring it? Like a six-pack of Diet Coke and a six-pack of Tab? She says, fine, she'll do it. Bring it on. Cool. You want to do that? I'll bring a Utica Club and a Coors, and you can tell me which is better. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.